Live from the River Cam.
The River Cam.
The biggest inter-college event of Easter term.
Here on Cam FM.
31 colleges, 4 days.
Who will claim head of the river?
Cam FM presents May Bumps 2015.
And it is time to head down Riverside to Joe. I think we're heading. Are we heading down to Joe or Tim? I'm not quite
sure. Hello, Jack.
Hello, Joe. So, could you take us through this M3 division, please?
Yeah. So, down on the river, it really is a sort of it's a tale of two halves. We've got the weather, which is pretty atrocious, and we've got the people at the side of the river who are in good spirits. There's tea being shared out. There are family members coming from kind of all over the world, and there is a really good atmosphere. Obviously, we're most people here are British, so they've all brought their umbrellas. And people are getting excited as the one-minute cannon just went in the background. I'll take you through the division. We've got a lot of interesting jostling in this M3 division. At the head of the division, we have Clare M2, who are going for Blades. They're going to be followed by Sydney Sussex M1, Emmanuel M2, St. Catherine's M2, Lady Margaret M3, Peterhouse M2, Robinson M2, Churchill M2, Selwyn M2, Trinity Hall M2, 1st and 3rd M3, Magdalen M2, Queens M3, Emmanuel M3, Girton M2, Fitz M2, Clare Hall M1, and at the very bottom of the division, the sandwich vote, I believe, is Queens M4. That's quite an impressive representation from Queens, both their M4 and M3 at the lower half of this division. And that cannon in the background suggests the start of the race, and Clare M2 on fabulous form. They are not wanting to be bumped, it seems. Even though they want to preserve some energy because they are the sandwich boat and they're going to be racing again, they are going for a very fast start, pulling away from Sydney Sussex M1, who are doing all they can to catch up, but it is going to be something of a struggle. Emmanuel M2 behind have been kind of left struggling in the wake. They're already coming under pressure from St. Cat's M2. But St. Cat's M2 have their own problems. They've been chased down by LMVC. It's already down to perhaps half a length as they come past me at first berth. I think that by the time they are round to Grassy, Lady Margaret M3 will possibly be about to bump. Behind that, I can see Churchill chasing Robinson and Robinson chasing Peterhouse. They are more or less keeping station. And further down, I cannot see any bumps yet. It's getting very, very interesting. I can see all the way down in the distance, Magdalen M2 chasing 1st and 3rd M3. An interesting story. I've got the family members of a Magdalen rower. He is called Andrew Peacock. He's in Magdalen M2. He hates swimming, apparently, yet somehow he is rowing in this race. Selwyn, I've just passed me, and I'm going to pass up to Morwenna. What are you seeing? That's Rafi.
Okay, I've got Claire rowing past me, really giving a masterclass in rowing for NM2. But in the distance, Lady Margaret have a pass to whoever's ahead of them in the division. Unfortunately, my notes are inaccurate, so I'm not quite sure who that is. But I've got Selwyn and Morwenna rowing past, followed by Yeah, we could be looking at an overbump much further down in the division. However, I now have Peterhouse coming up in the background, and they are followed by, I think it's Robinson or Wolfson, and Wolfson are slowly closing in. It's down to a canvas. Peterhouse running strong, but Wolfson is still coming up. And they are followed by Churchill. Churchill just over a canvas. Peterhouse are now pulling away.
Now we have Claire rowing very strongly. They're coming through, looking very disciplined, no trouble at all. And there's a lot of clear water behind them before Sydney Sussex, who are looking a fair bit scrappier. And I don't think they'll... Claire taking a very nice line. I don't think Sydney are going to get there. Behind Sydney, though, much closer, are Emma M2,
they're coming through, and they, although there's still a lot of water here, I don't think that might close us down the reach. It'll be a hard chase for Emmanuel if it does. Behind that, though, we have a lot of clear water. So the I think we called LMBC bump. LMBC M3 bumping up on Cat M2, which I think we can confirm because behind them Peterhouse are coming. I can see Peterhouse coming around the corner now. They're rowing strongly, very nice, as the rest of the crews have cleared through Ditton Corner. Juan, can you see anything on the reef yet?
Yes, well, Claire have just come past me, and they've still got quite a lot of ground on Sydney Sussex, but Sydney Sussex is still going strong, still coming along the reach, so it's unlikely that there will be a bump there, but that might be one to watch. Behind them we've got Emma, who are quite on their own. There's a lot of ground, or a lot of water rather, between Emma and Sydney Sussex, and then going down from there we go all the way back to them. I think that's Peterhouse, so I'm going to throw it back to Joe.
Thank you, Juan. I'm going to try and put together some of the lower division cars that we've seen barely past the motorway bit. Just quickly, we've seen Fitz bump Gerting and Darwin bump Clare Hall. I'm going to throw up to Tim, who's at Ditton. What are you seeing?
So here, Sydney Sass, Selwyn have just been bumped by Trinity Hall M2. Beyond above that, I think I can confirm that Churchill bumped up on Robinson's. I haven't seen either of those crews. And now coming past me are Queen's M3, looking very strong. Plenty of clear water behind them. And chasing them are Emma M3, who are also rowing strongly. So they've come through. The water, the river's been cleared from the this bump of Selwyn and Trinity Hall. Emma rowing through strongly after Queen's, and that might be a chase into the reach. Behind that, I'm not seeing Gerton. I think we must. I think, Joe, have we called that as a bump?
Yes, thank you, Tim. Bits have bumped Gerton, and the sandwich boat has bumped Clare Hall. A lot of very early action. Additionally, first and third have been bumped by Maudlin M2. Fantastically, Maudlin got their bump. Andrew Peacock, who I talked about earlier, one of the Maudlin rowers, they bumped right beside his parents, who cheered them home, which was top-quality entertainment for everyone around. I'm just going to throw up to Morwenna. Could you fill in any of the gaps up on Grassy?
I can do my best. Unfortunately, I appear to have been given the wrong start order. Apologies to any listeners. I've been called in at the last minute. However, I've just seen Emma and Emma, I believe it was Selwyn, so memory's a bit dodgy, and Claire row past, and I've now got Maggie rowing past, sporting some very, very lovely foliage. Clearly the thing to do is to wear a baseball cap. Apparently it makes it a lot easier to sport your greenery. And I think I'll pass over to Tim. Tim's probably in a far better position than I am to let you know what's been going on. Over to you, Tim.
Right, so I think from top of the division we called Juan, actually. Have you got any updates for us on Claire at the top of the division?
I'm quite a long way behind Claire now. I think they've just about cleared the course, but I'll have to go and check if there has been a bump right at the railway bridge later on.
How about some of the other? How about the other battles further down?
Yes. So at the moment we've got a potential battle, but not much of a bump situation going on between Queen's M3 and Emma M3. Emma M3. Creeping up, but it looks like they've got too much ground to make up again, or water on Queens. And other than that, I can see no other boats, so I'm going to throw back to Tim.
Right, I'm afraid my start order is somewhat disintegrated in some rather savage rain that's caught me here at Ditton. So perhaps you in the studio would be best to fill in as to what we've actually called for that division.
97.2 Cam FM.
It's time for some results.
It's time to head for some results in this M3 division with Juan, who is down Riverside. Hello, Juan.
I'm indeed, and here are the results for the M3 division. So, at the top, we have three rowers, Claire 2, Disney Sussex, and Emma 2, all rowing over. Then we had Lady Margaret 3, bumping up on St. Cat's 2, Peterhouse 2 rowed over, Churchill 2 bumped up on Robinson 2, Trinity Hall bumped up on Selwyn 2,
Maudlin 2, bumped up on first and third three. Queens 3 and Emma 3 both run over. Then we had two more bumps. Fitz 2, bumping up on Girton, which means that Fitz 2 have blades. And Darwin 2, bumping up on Clare Hall. And those are the results.